Ram, for Spiritual Aspirants, Discourse 6 by Swami Ram Suktas Ji Maharaj. We see that for each and everything in this world, there is some producer, some generator, some master, some lord. There is also a master of this world, ocean, sun, moon, wind, space, etc. This entire creation that is visible, that master, that lord is the lord of everyone. But he himself has no master. He is the generator of all. But there is no one who is his generator. That one is called Paramatma. The surprising thing is that man is attracted to and considers to be his own things generated by Paramatma. He places values on and having things. Hence he considers himself to be great. But he pays no attention to the generator, the master, the lord of these things. God says to Arjun, Iha kat sam jagat kritsnam pashai hat sacharacharam mama dehi gunakesha yachan yadrashtumechasi. Gita chapter 11, shlok 7. Meaning, O Gunakesh, conqueror of sleep, Arjun, now behold the entire creation of animate and inanimate beings and also whatever else you wish to see, all unified in my body. Which means that along with the movable and immovable, see in entirety everything is this universe as unified in my body in one place only and see it now. Pashayad. And where should you see? Mama dehe, that is, in my body. Even Arjun says, I see all the deities in your body. Pashyami deva stavu deva dehe. Sanjay also says that Arjun saw the entire universe in the fraction of the Lord's body. Apashya deva devasya sharire pandavastada. The name Gunaka is for sleep. And the conqueror of sleep is called Gunakesh. Arjun is called Gunakesh. Which means that being free of indolence, inertia, etc., see with great care. If you wish to see anything else, that too you see. Ya chanya trashtu michhasi. God comes to know what is on Arjun's mind, what else he wished to see. Arjun wanted to see and know whether he should fight or not, whether the victory will be his or theirs. Na chet dvidam kartarano gariyo yadva jayem yadivano jayeyu. Gita chapter 6, 2 shlok 6, meaning, we don't know which is meritorious for us, to fight or not to fight, nor do we know whether we shall win or they will conquer us. In the end of the 10th chapter, Gauss says, Ho Arjun, what is the need for this detailed knowledge? I stand supporting the entire universe with a single fragment of myself. I am sitting in front of you. Thus, what is the need for you to know so many of my majestic glories? Simply look at me. Thereafter, Arjun had the desire to look at that form of the Lord. Drishtu michhami te rupameshwaram. Gita chapter 11, shlok 3, meaning, I long to see your cosmic divine form, O greatest of persons. Therefore, this world is situated in an ansh or fragment of the Lord. The creator of this world is He only. Its support and master is also He only. This world comes into existence and is later destroyed. It is flowing and changing constantly. This jeev, who is an ansh of God, is giving significance to such a constantly changing world. Mama vancho jeevaloke, Gita chapter 15, shlok 7, meaning, the self that enables all the being in this world has always been essentially an element of my own spirit. God is the kind who will stay always, all the time, in the same way, His ansh, The jeev, the life element, the embodied soul, is also the kind to stay always, all the time. That jeev is giving due consideration and attention to the ever-changing world. This is a very surprising thing. God calls the insentient or inert world to be his apara prakriti, that is the lower nature, and has called the sentient jeev or the life element to be his para prakriti, that is the higher nature. However, the jeev has accepted the independent existence of this world by which this universe is sustained. Yayedam dharyate jagat, Gita chapter 7 shloka 5, meaning by which the universe is sustained. In other words, jeev has become entangled in the world. If the jeev did not sustain this universe, meaning did not take pleasure from it, the world will not remain. Only God will remain, Vasudeva Sarvam, meaning everything is God. However, the jeev regards this world to be his own, becomes entangled in this world. Not only this, but by taking this world's extremely despicable, degraded element, money, the jeev starts to believe himself to be great. It is such a surprising thing. Taking a little knowledge, little strength, he develops vanity and pride. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahladji, "Who is yours?" Prahladji replied, "That one is mine, through whose fraction of power you have gained victory over the three worlds." Man takes the most base and degraded things in this world and feels that he is so great. However, the reality is that greatness is only in realizing God. Even if there is inclination towards God, man will become great. For one who has become inclined towards God, the entire world's wealth and glory is also nothing. God says, Jekya surapi yogasya shabda brahmati vartate, Gita chapter 6, shloka 44, meaning, a seeker of yoga transcends actions and their fruits as laid down by the Vedas and will surely attain God or salvation. He who has a quest to know that Paramatma Tattva or divinity makes inroads into the Vedas, Shabda Brahma. The fruits bestowed from the study of the Vedas, sacrifices, austerities, charities, etc., exceeds and transgresses all those fruits, and he attains that eternal sovereign and ultimate post. The opportune time is only possible in this human body which we have received. But then too he is trapped in this despicable inferior things. This is such a surprising thing. How long will these frivolous things be of use? Neither wealth nor family will stay with us forever. Honor, praise will not remain. Neither will this present state. The body will not remain either, because these are not the kind to stay at all. A moth falls into a lit lamp, not knowing the pain of burning to death. Unknowingly, a fish tries to bite into a piece of meat on a fish hook and gets hooked and caught. Though knowing all this, we do not renounce desire, sense, pleasure that entangle and trap a man in a complex web. Oh, this is a wonder of intense attachment. One must think that so far we have been earning money. We have gained honor and fame. If we die today, of what use will all that money, honor and fame be? We have only destroyed our priceless time. Therefore, henceforth, we must become alert. If we love the sovereign master of this world, God, who is infinite and boundless, he too is ever ready to love us in the same way. Ye yathamam prapadyante tastatheva bhajamyam. Gita chapter 4 shloka 11. Meaning, howsoever men approach me, even so, do I seek them? However much we lie, cheat, or are dishonest for money, before leaving us, the money bills do not even ask for our permission, and silently they slip away. Thus don't even feel any compassion that this person lied and cheated so much, was so dishonest, performed unlawful acts and various other sins to acquire me, that before leaving him, let me at least ask for his permission. We are running after things that have no regard for us, while we do not go towards God, who honors and respects us, who is friendly towards us, who loves us. God looks after us so much. He provides and nourishing us and arranges for the essentials for our sustenance, whether we believe in him or not. He is the eternal well-wisher of all beings. Srihidam Sarva Bhutanam. Gita chapter 5, shloka 29, meaning, I am the eternal well-wisher of all beings. Therefore, from today itself, resolve that I only want to walk the path towards God. I want to search for Him only, then there is no doubt in your salvation. By turning only towards God, all the magnificence, splendor and glory that is there, they will be at your service. All the great kings, lords, gods, devtas, too are servants of the devotees of God and consider themselves to be more fortunate to receive darshan of the devotees. We can all become like that. Everyone is not at liberty in accumulating worldly glories, but all are at liberty in realizing God. It is a surprising thing that we are turning away from liberty, independence, and running and grabbing hold of bondage. Let us establish a relationship with our eternal beloved God, who is the master of this entire universe, who is the originator, illuminator, and sustainer of this universe, in whose single ansh the entire universe is situated. Make him either your mother or your father or your son or your brother or your friend, or make him your creator as Arjun did. He is ready and willing to become anything you wish. Arjun says to the Lord, place my chariot between the two armies, and the Lord abides in Arjun's command and does so. What an exceptional point that is. Nowadays, even your own son is not so obedient and does not abide by your instructions. Leaving our loving Prabhu, you are going towards the cruel and brutal world. Is this a wise thing to do?
Aho bakiyam stan kalakutam jigyasya pyaya pyasadhavi lebhe gatim dhratyuchitam tato anyam kam vadayalum sharanam brajem.
Meaning, oh, even that impious woman, Putna, who suckled the Lord at her breast, which was doubted with the most deadly poison, with intent to kill him, got from him in return the destiny appropriate to a foster mother. Other than him, is there anyone who is so merciful, who we should look at for protection? No.